Because it's our first Holy Communion for several of us, I want to preach directly to these children. But I think the homily, hopefully, should apply for all of us. For our first communicants, I have a question for you. Now, this question might seem hard at first. So if you raise your hand immediately, you're probably wrong, right? So we'll think about it just for a moment. It might seem hard, but it's not. It really isn't. Are you ready for my question? What does it mean to trust? What does the word trust mean? Yes, Michael.
It means to believe and follow in someone. So it's like there's a rattlesnake under the tree, and you trust them.
Yes, someone tells you there's a rattlesnake under a tree, I would trust them. Absolutely. Yes. So to believe, yes, you're absolutely right. When you trust someone, you believe them, and you do something else. What do? And you already said it without saying it. You obey them, right? In fact, you obey them because you trust them. That's what it means to trust. So that's an excellent example. I would have never thought of that. So that is excellent. If someone tells you that there's a snake under a tree, you should trust them and not go looking. I agree. Another more maybe common example might be when, let's say, who here plays sports? Anyone play sports? Awesome. So let's say you play baseball and your coach wants to teach you how to throw the ball a particular way, maybe how to do a curveball. And you've maybe never thrown a curveball, right? I mean, I promise you, Father does not throw curveballs often, okay? So when you maybe are learning how to throw a curveball, and you have to trust your coach that he knows what he's talking about, right? But you do exactly as he says because you trust him. You obey him because you believe what he is saying. Now, why am I talking about this? Because for our first Holy Communicants this morning, but also for all of us, Jesus is asking us to trust him. To trust what he says is true. To obey him because we believe him. Now, what am I talking about? On this day, our first Holy Communicants are going to receive Jesus for the very first time. Now, for us humans, it's going to look and it might taste like we're receiving bread and wine. But we trust Jesus. And Jesus said, he did not say, this bread is my body, this wine is my blood. He said, this is my body, this is the chalice of my blood. So we believe, we obey, we trust that what Jesus said is true. And so when we receive Holy Communion for the very first time, we're bringing Jesus into our hearts and souls. And that being said, if we believe and recognize it as him, Jesus will give us special grace to be like him, to follow after him, to be witnesses to others of our Lord. You know, sometimes, I know this is hard for us grown-ups to believe, but sometimes as we get older, sometimes we can forget that Jesus is here at the Mass. We receive Jesus. And sometimes, I know it's hard to believe when we get older, our young ones, sometimes we're like, I don't know if I want to go to Mass on Sunday. I'd rather sleep in or play Fortnite or play whatever other game I want to play, right? But Jesus is asking us to trust him that if we receive him, he will stay in our hearts and souls, and he'll actually help us to be who he created us to be. In fact, we'll be the most happy in this life if we stay close to Jesus. Or you can do anything. You can be anything you want in this life. There's so many opportunities. But if we don't have our Lord close to us, we're never going to be as fully happy as we could be, as we should be. And ultimately, we need our Lord to be one day with him forever in heaven. So on this beautiful morning, in this month of June, as our first communicants prepare to receive our Lord for the very first time, let us trust Jesus Let us trust him that what he says is true. It is no longer going to be bread and wine, but it'll be Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity. And if we stay close to him, he will lead us to be with him forever in heaven. Amen.